They said it was congenital, but it was not congenital. It was just a case of malpractice.
Medical malpractice?
Yeah.
And that really brought his career to a screeching halt.
Not a halt, but a reduction.
But he stayed on with Cincinnati for a couple more years.
Yeah, and then he was traded to the Yankees.
Yeah. He had another fine pitcher. Let me see, Herm.
Weibauer.
Weihheimer.
Weibauer.
Weimeyer.
He was a local boy.
Oh, out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And Ken Raffensperger.
Raffensperger was a left-hander.
Mm-hmm. So, what did Giles, here he is in second division for after the war up until the mid-50s, about 11 straight years in the second division of the National League, trying to think, how can I rebuild this team to what it was before World War II? But doesn't he then leave to become president of the National League at that time?
Yeah.
Who takes over the job then?
I did. I succeeded him.
So you jumped from traveling club secretary to president in one big leap.
Vice president, general manager.
That's a big leap.
Yep.
Who got you that promotion? I mean, I'm not saying you don't deserve it, but...
Childs recommended me to Mr. Crosley.
Both of them came together and said, Gay Paul is the man to now be in charge.
Yeah.
What did you think about that first day you heard that news? Were you prepared for it? Did you know that announcement was coming?
Oh, yeah. I was thrilled.
Overwhelmed?
I don't say I was overwhelmed. I was thrilled.
Okay, and now you set in motion. You're in the captain's chair.
Mm-hmm.
You got a club that's been in the second division for about 10 years, and you want to have a winner. So what you said about, what said, now what am I going to do first?
First thing I did was put some black players in there.
Cincinnati, even at that point, some 8 years after Jackie Robinson came in,
had a black player.
Why did you think it was important to integrate the Cincinnati team?
Well, I thought it was a great source of talent.
That would have been Veda Pinson, wouldn't it?
Frankie Robinson, Veda Pinson. Kurt Flood.
Where'd you find those guys?
At Clemens High School in Oakland, California.
All three of them?
Well, Flood did go to McClyman, but I think Pinson and Robinson did.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some other players, too. There was Joe Gaines, who could run as fast as Pinson if he hadn't hurt his knee.
So you must have had a pretty effective scouting network to be able to find those guys in short order.
Bobby Maddock was a West Coast scout, in my opinion. He is the best scout.
What's his name?
Bobby Maddock, M-A-T-T-I-C-K, former manager of the Toronto
Oh, okay. And you were saying about him?
I think he's the best scout there ever was, a free agent talent. He's signing up good ball players. He signed fellow pitch for Cincinnati.
What, in the late 50s?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. I might find it in some notes. I don't have it here at my fingertips. Well, did you try to... Okay, you brought in a lot of black players of... that had some spectacular seasons.
Yeah.
Brought in Bertie Tebbets as manager.
Yeah. In my opinion, Tebbets was a great manager.
Well, of course, he had been a major league catcher, so he knew how to handle pitchers.
Mm-hmm. He knew how to manage people, too. He always told me, he said, don't you worry about the personality. You let me worry about that. That's my job to handle a personality. You worry about the talent. It's my job to handle a personality.
So guys get out of whack with one another or start feuding with the local baseball writer, he'll handle that.
It's up to me to handle it. What he used to say, and he was so right too.
So you took his advice 100% of the way, and
oh yeah.
And it paid off.
Oh yeah.
I was wondering, Cincinnati. One of the names that comes to my mind is Ted Kluszewski.
Yep.
Slugging Ted. Didn't wear any muscles, looked like ham hocks. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, Crosley Field was really kind of a small ballpark. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of acreage out there like Yankee Stadium or some of the other ballparks. What I would call would be a hitter's ballpark. Why did it take so long for the Cincinnati organization to find a slugger like Kluszewski? You had McCormick, of course, before the war. But it seemed like there was a drought there. Maybe, I guess, those kind of players are at a premium anyway. But it seemed like you would have built, after the war, an entire lineup that would have been friendly to the fences of Crosley Field.
You would like to do it, and doing it are two different things. And we found Kluszewski. We were training during the war at Bloomington, Indiana, and he went to the University of Indiana, and he worked on the grounds. They had college boys work on the grounds. After we got through, they had a bank in right field. Our fellas wouldn't hit the ball as far as the bank. And when we got through, he'd get up and hit the ball over the bank. Our groundkeeper, Lenny Schwab, Matty Schwab's brother, came running up to Mr. Giles. He said he hit the ball over the bag. And Mr. Giles says, I know it.
So he signed him up.
He tried to. And McMillan was the coach. And he told Giles, he said, here's what I'm going to tell him. Don't be in a hurry to sign right now. And he said, when it's time for him to sign, I will tell you. And he kept his word.
And how much you signing for?
I forget.
$5,000?
Oh, no. But he was a terrific ball player.
Yeah.
And a terrific guy. I had dinner with him the Friday before he died. We had dinner. His wife and I had dinner. My wife and I. Mm-hmm. And they were leaving the next morning to drive back to Cincinnati. And it's funny, my wife says to me, I don't like the way Ted looks. And they drove back to Cincinnati. And they got in there on a Sunday. And he had a heart attack that night and died. Mm-hmm.